You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello there! This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Inkabooch. Inkabooch is a new kind of kombucha combining all the probiotic benefits of other kombuchas with the antioxidant benefits of purple corn infused tea. Purple corn has some of the highest levels of antioxidants in the plant world, and combined with tea to make kombucha makes for a powerhouse of nutrition. Visit inkabooch.com to check out their great selection of drinks, including spiced berry and ginger coconut. Okay, so today's review of the Joe Rogan Experience was podcast 1219 with Bill Burr. And Bill Burr is, as pretty much everyone by now should know, one of the greatest comedians of all time. Hilarious guy out of Boston. Know Joe a very long time. And I guess, according to Instagram, they recently went on a helicopter ride together, which is very cute. So, without further ado, let's get reviewing. So this conversation, as you can imagine, was just great. These two guys are not only absolutely hilarious, but when they get together, the conversation goes from nonsense to something a bit serious, back to nonsense, and it's really fun. It really is a lot of fun. So, Bill took Joe up in a helicopter flight over LA recently, and something Bill was saying is that LA is a lot smaller than you think when you're up there. And that's kind of interesting because if you drive anywhere, like many of us do around LA, you know that it takes forever to get anywhere. And what's cool about hearing that is like LA is not really that big. If you take all the traffic out, if you could just get all the people out, it's really not that big at all. You could get most places in no time. But yeah, and then he was talking a little bit about how, helicopters are dangerous. But way less dangerous than driving. So statistically, you know, you're less likely to crash, but you got to know what you're doing. You got to be on your game. I don't know about that. I've been in a helicopter one time and it made me feel quite sick. It was a very different feeling. You know, the turns can be quite tight if the pilot's a bit of a dick. And I don't know. It's a lot. But I'm sure flying over LA would have been pretty cool. Joe seemed to like it. Anyway, Bill was talking about how he has known Joe a long time, and he really likes that Joe is always learning something new. You know, the Joe that he knew back in the day was just a comedian, and now, you know, he does all these different things. And it's about keep working on new things. You know, Bill Burr obviously has the F is for Family show, which is fantastic, and on Netflix. So he's doing this animated series. You know, it's kind of just like getting those creative juices flowing in a different direction. And when these guys get this popular as well, they have the opportunity to do all these different types of projects. And you know, why would you waste that opportunity? So I think it's cool that they get on that. They were even talking about things that you wouldn't think stimulating, like even playing video games. And Joe, of course, if you're a fan of the podcast, you know that back in the day, he was very much addicted to video games. Quake. Especially, I think Quake 3, or I don't know, one of the Quakes he liked a lot. And he was talking about how once back in like 97, he got a T1 line installed in his house. Now, a T1 line for back in the day was like the fastest type of internet, but it was something that you'd get specially put in the ground. They'd have to dig your street up, and it would power like an office building. So it gave you a lot of internet for just your building instead of like slow dial up. But I guess Joe got that done just for himself so he could play with big groups of people and play online. And you know, he's had some real nerdy moments. But I think he said in this podcast that he got to a point where he realized one day, I guess, that he played until the sun came up and he just realized this is not where he needs to be. You know, his life was not where it needed to be, and I guess even his manager called him and said that, hey, Joe, you're playing too much pool and you're not doing enough comedy. So he had to quit and make comedy number one. And, you know, he gets obsessive with things. He talks about that. I think a lot of us do, you know. And if you're not obsessive about things, then you get lazy about things as well. So it's important to keep an eye on what you're doing, for sure. And focus on what you want. And what he wanted is his career in a different place. And I guess 97 was probably before he did Fear Factor. So maybe this got him kicked into gear to go do a different show. And that's kind of that. Bill and Joe talk a little bit about Joe's new studio and how fucking baller it sounds. You know, it's just very sweet. Joe says that he keeps the studio so he can collect things. And, you know, his wife doesn't get too mad at him. And he doesn't spend too much time there as well. So he has a good balance. And that kind of works for him. Obviously, they get into comedians and what makes a good comedian. And Joe was saying that the comedians are often very angry. You know, and you look at comedians like Seinfeld or maybe Brian Regan. And they've got Jim Gaffigan. They've got very clean acts. And you often don't think that they could be very angry at all. But there's anger in all of them. Because, you know, in so many ways, this is where you see the absurdity of life. And you want to power through and make this... Just make a joke out of the nonsense, for sure. Bill's also talking about how he never drinks before he performs, and you definitely don't want to perform drunk. Joe, I guess, will have a couple of beers, maybe. He's not afraid of that, but really is a bad idea to get up there and be slurring, and your timing is off, and you know you just can't do comedy drunk. You definitely could do it stoned. Joe does that plenty, and so do plenty of other comedians, but being drunk up there is no way to do it. You got to be nervous. You got to feel the crowd, and you got to know when you're fucking up. You can't just like start yelling at people and this and that. Joe talks about Bill's podcast a little bit, and that Joe really likes the way Bill does his podcast, where he just talks on his own, kind of like how I'm doing when I don't have a guest. He just talks away, and yeah, he just kind of rattles things off. And Bill was saying that he started it just by saying a few things, maybe announcing tour dates and so on, but eventually it just became like this rant that he continued with, and he doesn't need anybody, and he really doesn't need anything, and that the rambling speaks for itself. And he does a good solid hour. I mean, he goes over everything, sports, you name it. It's funny, it's interesting. He's just a cool guy to listen to. So if you have time, definitely check out Bill's podcast. And Bill says, in a lot of ways, when it comes to responsibility, as you grow up, you become your own parent. You know, and he was talking about going back to church and thinking about going back there, you know, saying that there's something bigger than himself. So, you know, in a way, he's not really going back for the lessons and all the rest of it, but he's just going back for kind of, I guess, like a normality. He grew up in the church. He did that. And, he just wants to be, I guess, a more responsible adult now that he has a kid. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I think about that. They started talking about Joel Osteen, too, the megachurch preacher, who bought an arena, which is insane. And Bill made the joke that he says he keeps his eyes closed all the time because he's so full of shit that he can't look at the crowd. And it's quite funny. I thought that was a great way of putting it. I had no idea that that guy was as massive as he is. And I think that's truly unbelievable. I just cannot fathom, you know, he's like a rock star preacher. And I just wonder what the big fans of him really think are going on. Do they think that he's like the second coming of Christ? Or I don't really know. I don't really get how those mega churches work, and it just seems like a lot of brainwashing, a lot of taking old ladies' checks. But anyway, whatever. Maybe it makes some of those old ladies happy. Yeah, who knows? And lastly, they somehow move into fighting, as Joe always does, and he talks a little bit about how many times he's been kicked in the balls. And he says he's been kicked in the balls over 100 times from sparring. I think they got into that by talking about like those monks or those karate guys that can like, you know, suck their balls up into themselves or take like a solid shot. And you know, Joe was just talking about how fucking painful that is from all his years of sparring. I've seen those videos of those silly guys, like, taking a shot to the nuts. It seems insane. I don't know who the first guy was that thought about that. Maybe these monks aren't using their balls much for anything, so they don't really care about them, and it's like, I don't know. There are ways to show that you're tough, and there are some things that are ridiculous, and that is definitely one of them. But that's the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. There will be more reviews coming up. Joe is pumping out the podcast, so in a way, I'm trying to keep up with him. But thanks for listening, and love you guys. Thanks again for listening, and once more, this review is brought to you by Inca Booch Kombucha. Go to inkabooch.com to order your drinks today.